Philosophy of Life. Brief introduction to the spiritual teachings by Billy. Why does the human need the spiritual teachings? The human has needed the spiritual teachings since time immemorial, but in the new time, where progress in technology and in all sciences as well as with regard to religions and sects knows no limits, the human needs the teaching of the spirit even much more in order to not completely deviate from the creational laws and directives. This is a fact which may surprise many humans, but effectively considered, only relatively small progress has been made with respect to consciousness-related evolution compared with technology and all sciences in human respects. It is true that the human has made many kinds of improvements with regard to the standard of living and living conditions in material respects, but progress is truly low in the explanation of the human's inner world. Indeed, over the course of the century and millennium, a great progress has thus emerged in all material realms, whereas what is consciousness-related, however, has yielded, which has led to the bad treatment and partly devastating atrophying of the human's true inner values and his entire inner world. The true life and the true values of life have gone astray from the human, as also the knowledge of the creational laws, which regulate the entire life of every single life form, from the fauna and flora up to the human. Certainly the terrestrial human has conquered very many illnesses and various evils through which many lives were brought to death. But this may not hide the fact that many illnesses and evils still spread, which bring death, misery and suffering over the world. Regarding this, may the thoughts just once be directed at the diverse plagues, as well as at the wars and terrorism, which bring so much suffering, mourning and calamity over countless humans, over women, children and men. Therefore it is such that although high sciences have been created and a very high technology has been developed, which even leads out into space, misery, suffering, pain, fear and anguish still have found no end. That is to say, if one calamity, one evil and one hardship are gone, then these are only replaced by the next similar and even more worse events. Certain illnesses have disappeared from the Western world, but they threaten to return again through the irrationality of the terrestrial human, while at the same time cancers, AIDS, psyche-related illnesses and consciousness-related illnesses escalate and rapidly spread worldwide in large measure. Large trotting social sciences have been created, through which many reasons for the weaknesses of society can probably be named, but the most important facts remain hidden to them, namely because the solutions have been and continue to be sought solely in material matters, and because everything rests only in a superficial would-be knowing and would-be understanding of the true factors. Thereby, however, the weaknesses of the individual human and the whole society cannot be corrected, quite to the contrary, because everything always becomes even worse and more difficult. But the fact is that many humans perceive but are not able to define and understand these discrepancies, which wakens and allows the growth of the wish in them to do something about it as an individual human and to change society or even only individually for the better. But this fails, on the one hand, in that no personal experience exists, and one's own limits are not recognized, and on the other hand, because neither an individual human nor the whole society can be changed for the reason, not specifically, that the individual human as well as society must change themselves for the better through their own initiative. Thus it remains to the individual who has the wish to bring about a change in the individual or society, only a pipe dream that ultimately ends in a feeling of powerlessness. The spiritual teachings, which lead back to the creational laws and were put down in writing by the primal prophets Nocademion, Henoch and Henoch, teach that all fundamental causes and effects that are called forth through the human rest on false ideas on which life, thoughts, feelings and emotions as well as words, working, deeds and actions are based. The spiritual teachings lead out of these false ideas because they offer the path of self-recognition and self-realization, as well as the necessary abilities and possibilities for it, in which specially useful meditations lead the whole thing to success and the goal. In all that lies a tremendous and unlimited potential, instead of limitations and failure. Overall, the spiritual teachings create positive experiences, and their experiencing, whereby an exposure to difficulties in life and in every situation is made possible, leads to success. These experiences and their experiencing, in fact, give strength and energy for the handling of life, and they also bring hope, courage and motivation as well as the will, doing a great deal for the individual human as well as for society, and showing a way that if it is independently motivated and willfully followed by the individual, really leads to success.